You are listening to Impact 103. I'm Owen Farley, and it is 20 to 10 on this beautiful, beautiful Monday. And it's such a privilege to be with you guys once again and to just take our time, be real, change and challenge the way we think and be transformed into the very image and likeness of who Jesus is. You know, I was actually on my way here this morning, and God kind of just confronted me about something real about our relationship. And it's just, he was reminding me of something that he was speaking to me about in the beginning of the year. And he was saying to me, Owen, we're in a real relationship, right? And I said, yes, God, we are in a real relationship. So he says, okay, well, why do we sometimes separate ourselves and think that I, as God, am not really involved with you? You know, a fundamental part of our relationship is trust. And if you're in a real relationship with me and you're supposed to be trusting me, there's certain aspects and certain moments where you're not. So why is that? What's actually happening? Because if we be real in our relationships, you know, like we have to trust. We have to trust those that we're in relationship with. We have to be open, honest, vulnerable, and allow them to be who they are in the relationship and bring who they are. And that's such a beautiful thing, specifically when it comes to God, because we're really learning that God is love. And if God is love, he gives us the ability not only to love him, but to love those around us. So that's kind of where my heart is at the moment this morning, is kind of just being really exposed, really real, and just saying, okay, I need to stop and I need to understand why is doubt coming in? Why is mistrust coming in? And just seeing God's view and God's heart on that this morning. In Romans 4:20, it says, no unbelief or distrust made him waver concerning the promises of God, but he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praise and glory to God, fully satisfied and assured that God was able and mighty to keep his word and to do what he had promised. So my question is, how did Abraham get to that stage where there was like no doubt, no mistrust, no unbelief? Because mistrust is a real thing that we have to deal with and actually get aware of when we're in our relationship with God. So this is something that I was asking God about at the beginning of the year. I was just saying, Lord, explain trust to me, explain where I'm falling short. And my pastor was actually able to answer this for me at the beginning of the year, because, you know, sometimes we're waiting for a promise and we start questioning God, and he is, and we say, okay, maybe God's not faithful, but that's not the case. That's not accurate, and it's not fair towards God, because God is not a man that he should lie. He will do what he said. So my pastor, in this one message, she started explaining that the reason that you're not trusting in your relationships is because you don't actually trust yourself. Yourself. It's something that you, like certain commitments you're falling short of, certain words you're falling short of in your own life. Ooh, that's real. Hillsong Worship, In God We Trust. That's a great title for what we're talking about today. We're talking all about trust and mistrust and doubt and actually exposing those things. And you know, when God exposes something, I was actually talking to Stephen about this earlier. When God exposes something, it's so great because you can actually see it. You know, if you're unaware of it to start off with, you're just going to keep on falling and wondering why your life is not working or relationships are not working. You're just like, oh man, what's actually going on? But when you can see it and you realize, okay, what I'm doing is actually violating and betraying love. And so I can now fix it. I can fix it. I can change it. So with mistrust, okay, this causes us kind of to be in a place where we need to be saved out of it, and we need a savior when God exposes it, okay? But the thing is, sometimes we try to do this in our own strength, and we say, okay, if I am not trustworthy, then I'm going to take control and I'm going to make it happen in my own strength and myself. And what happens is, when you stand up and you're like, I'm going to take control, problem is you become actually self-aware. You become aware of yourself in the situation and you become selfish. And when you're selfish, nobody else really trusts you. And so you enter into the cycle that just feeds into one thing, feeding into the next, and it's a problem. So the other angle that we can kind of go is, instead of taking control ourselves, realize, man, I can't do this. I need help. And so I'm going to rely on somebody else to keep me accountable, to keep me up to date with what I need to do. And what happens there is you actually come into agreement with someone that you're not trustworthy. And the Bible says when two or more come into agreement on a thing, it will be established. And that's a problem, because you don't want to establish the wrong things in your life. You want to agree with what God has for you, what is God's plan for your life. So also in that situation, when you're agreeing with somebody else to keep you accountable, you are actually allowing them the place that Jesus is supposed to take as your savior, which is also a problem, because you put them in a place that they're never going to be able to stand on. They're never going to be able to upkeep that completely and faithfully, because they're not Jesus. They're a human being and they're going to fall short. And when they fall short, then you're going to feel betrayed and hurt and offended. And it's like, you know, and God was just showing me this whole process. And he was like, instead of you taking the place as a savior or someone else as a place of the savior, allow me to fulfill my place in our relationship. I'm the savior. I'm the one that, if you trust me, I will take control. I will fill you with my spirit, and I will give you the fruit of the spirit, which is self-control, which enables you to be trustworthy and stay accountable to what you have promised you would do. Then all of a sudden you like committed through the power of God. He's the one that upholds you. He's the one that enables you to really stand firm and trust. Jeremiah 17, verse 7. Most blessed is the man who believes in, trusts in, and relies on the Lord, and whose hope and confidence the Lord is. You know what? I love that first part. It says most blessed, not just blessed. Most blessed is the one, is the man who believes in, trusts in, and relies on the Lord. And then it says in verse 8 of Jeremiah 17, it says, "For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters that spreads out its roots by the river, and it shall not see and fear when heat comes, but its leaf shall be green. It shall not be anxious and full of care in the year of drought, nor shall it cease yielding fruit." Man, when I read this scripture, it took me back to a few years where I was serving at a children's home, the Bushfire Mission Children's Home in Limpopo. And I was serving, you know, God was had me in a time where I was just giving, dying to self, putting others before me. And I got to this point where all of a sudden I was saying, "Lord, but what about me? What about me? You know, I'm sacrificing so much. I'm doing so much for others, but like, I need a few things, you know, like I'm struggling here with this. I need this." When I was spending time with the Lord, the one time he gave me this moment where he was just explaining to me, "Owen, like, if you are a tree that is planted by the waters and all of a sudden the waters dry up, what's going to happen with your roots? They're going to go down in search for the next level of water. And so the next level of water comes, but there's another tree that is drinking from that. And you decide, okay, well, I'll give it to them." And that's being selfless. That's like saying, okay, I'm going to die to myself. I'm going to give what I need to somebody else. And all of a sudden, your roots are forced to grow deeper in your relationship and your faith with God. And I was like, okay, Lord. So he's like, they keep growing deeper and deeper and deeper until they reach a source that never runs dry. And that is the river of life that flows from the throne of God, being filled with his spirit, grabbing a hold of his spirit and saying, Holy Spirit, I need you. I'm running dry right now. Fill me up. And in that moment, in your relationship with him, he fills you with what you need. He fills you with the living water. He fills you with life. He fills you with understanding. He gives you wisdom in those moments. And so God was like, okay, so this is the steps you need to take in order to really grow in your depth of relationship with me, in your trust with me. You know, and so I got to this place where I realized that if I was not worrying about myself, I was giving God the opportunity to actually worry about me. With that song from Jeremy Camp, Anxious Heart, we are come to the end of our time together today. And man, it's gone really quickly for me. I think, you know, it happens like that when you're really enjoying a conversation. So thank you so much for tuning in and just having this conversation with me. It really blessed me as well, you know. So I want to just leave you with this scripture that says, Numbers 23:19. It says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he said it? Shall he not do it? Or has he spoken it? Obviously, he's going to bring it to pass and bring it to fulfillment. So I'd just like to encourage you today. Trust God. Trust me that you can trust him. It's so true. It's so true. You know, I've been living just trusting him, and I know how much a relationship with him just changes everything. It really, really does. So dare to believe him, dare to trust him. He really is trustworthy. So stay tuned to Impact. And don't go, because Elaine Jacobs is coming up with her show, No Limits. So I'm Owen Farley. Thank you for joining me. And just remember, be real. And Jesus really loves you.